What is going on, my friends? Mike Walker here, Client Services Director at The Wealthy Consultant. This, of course, is another special edition of the TWC Talks podcast. Why is it special? Because we are on site. We're actually in Vail, Colorado at one of our destination events. We have destination events all around the world. And this one just so happens to be in snowy capped mountains of Colorado. It's beautiful here at the Ritz-Carlton. And we're wrapping up lunch with all the attendees. But I grabbed my buddy, Mike Leung here. He's one of our chamber members, chamber being one of the highest tiers, the highest tier consultancy program that we have here inside of The Wealthy Consultant. And I wanted to grab him because what his area of expertise in is really, really cool. It's very fascinating stuff. And it's a whole nother level of what people necessarily think of when they think about optimization and performance and whatnot. So Michael, thank you for taking your time out, man.
No problem. It's just a 15, 16 hour flight. So happy to be here.
Yes, that's right. So where are you from? Let's go there first.
Well, I'm from Hong Kong. I got my English from living in the UK for 8 years. And going back to my area of expertise, what we do is pretty simple. We help people get their time back and reinvest the time for more leverage and freedom and autonomy.
Love it. So everybody has 24 hours in a day. And yes, some people have the ability to get a heck of a lot more done. And it's, you know, I'm passionate about the whole concept of, you know, productivity, not just activity, right? So tell me, you know, who are the types of people that you generally work with that come through your business that you really do seem to make the most impact with? Who are these types of people? Describe who they are.
Sure.
That type of thing.
So there are mainly small business owners, namely coaches, consultants, and agency owners, but they are people who are at a precipice of scaling their business, but at the same time, feel like itself actually creating more time and creating more leverage and maximize and compounding their return time. They find themselves edging towards becoming the both of the other business or becoming the chief executive of everything and want to fix that.
Chief executive of everything. Yeah, I've been there, done that, right? Yeah, totally get that. Okay, cool. So as these people come to you though, I would say, you know, especially the more sophisticated business owner, they've heard all the, you know, the little hacks about how you time block and all the little things. So what is it that really kind of breaks their paradigm? What separates what you do from maybe what the general norm is when it comes to, you know, personal performance and time optimization?
Simplification. Because when you mention stuff like time blocking, time management, productivity tools, et cetera, that is, these productivity models are based on the Newtonian time model. And this, and they view time as something that's linear, limited, and very quantitative. Or as the ancient Greeks used the term chronos time. But what we want to do here is to shift their paradigm and allow them to measure time in a more quantitative manner. And this is where the Einstein time model comes in, where we can actually allow our perception towards time to flex and contract in our favor, and in an essence, be able to compress the time of achievement whilst getting back time for autonomy, flow, and flexibility, which is exactly what visionaries and entrepreneurs actually create. Because yeah, if you're just bouncing around and trying to chase around the clock, you can't be creative and you'll just burn the business down when things get too much. So that's the main paradigm that we want to actually allow them to replace as they work with us.
Got it. And I do see that a lot of entrepreneurs just in general, and it's definitely the founders, the visionaries, the CEO types, you know, yeah, they may optimize their time to get more done, but what do they do with that extra time that they've earned back? They fill it with more stuff. And so it's just this constant more. We don't necessarily want to confuse more with better. Right? Better is better, right? Exactly. And so that, yeah, super fascinating. I know it's a key thing. When people are going through your programs, you know, is it just you working with them on a very sequential, you know, training and curriculum, or would everybody be different based on what it is that they do, the type of person they are, their personal preferences, or even biorhythms? I mean, how nuanced and custom does it go?
That's a great question. So at the moment, everything that we do with our clients in our core offer is very customized because we look at their personality, we look at their Myers-Briggs, their business model, their processes, and how they manage their day. Mm-hmm. And going back to the client pathway that you wanted me to share more of, we want to make sure that we are able to secure our clients' quick wins to begin with, and then roll towards a long-term partnership where we can just win and combine our time together. And when it comes to how we approach quick wins, we want to determine whether our client wants to create space first or speed first, because productivity can be used for both ways. And if someone is like, you know what, I'm working 80 hours per week, I can't even have time to breathe, I'm just staying above water right now, you need space. And space comes from elimination. It's a working faster piling on and attack our strategy so they can, let's say, squeeze a 15-minute block here or 10-minute break there.
Yeah.
So this is where we focus on elimination, auditing and streamlining their business, their schedules, their workflows, and replacing a VA to delegate all the minutiae that isn't worth your time. So that's what we call space. Versus speed on the other side is like, okay, actually, things are all right. I have my boundaries protected. My life is actually okay. I'm breathing. I'm spending time with my kids. I spend time with my hobbies. I'm getting enough sleep. But at the same time, I feel like I'm not using my time as effectively as I want to. So this is where we're able to go into, okay, what are some bottlenecks that we can alleviate so that we can replace them with higher level activities instead of just you being the person who does all these $10 per hour tasks that is costing you $1,000 per hour.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, and so there's a little secret there, guys. I don't know if you picked up on that, but one of the things that really makes Michael's program unique that I have kind of an inside scoop on, because we've talked quite a bit about it, is the fact that you actually install VAs into these people's lives and businesses. Is that right?
Yep.
Am I allowed to say that, or do we need to cut that one out?
No.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, we'll talk more. Yeah, we're going to talk all about it.
Okay, okay, cool. Fair enough. So fair game. So that's one of the things that I really was excited about when I learned about what it is that you do, because not only do you optimize, again, the business owner or whoever it may be, but you actually install people, embed them into their business and their systems and operations to basically, accelerate all those processes, right?
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that component. Like, how does that dynamic, without, giving away the secret sauces necessarily, but how does that work? How do you plug in somebody that they don't know into their business and in their life and have that work without causing too much havoc in what it is that they do?
Sure. So everything comes down to simplification and our ability to break everything down into first principles. Because every single business is different and every single business has different workflows, different SOPs, different processes. Mm-hmm. But what we want to do here is that we want to grab all the variables that are uniform versus different variables that are customized for our clients. So the SOPs that we create for our clients, we have most of them, we already have built frameworks and models around them. And it's about us extracting the variables that makes their business unique and plug it into our SOPs so that their VAs can be trained to do certain tasks in a particular manner that the CEO or the founder wants it to be done. So that's one of the components. But another thing is, we want to make sure that, like, as me and my clients work together to work on a high level strategies operations, we don't want to multiply inefficiencies, because a lot of people feel like, hey, I have a lot on my plate, let's delegate everything and let's create SOPs out of everything. But one of the things that we want to do with our clients is like, okay, you know what? You don't even know what is or is not working in your business. And that's why you're trying to juggle 1,000 balls in the air at once. Mm-hmm. And then you're now trying to come to us to delegate all of them. Right. What if we simplify a process, look at the numbers and see how we can build SOPs that are needle movers so that you are outsourcing productivity and process instead of motion and random activities?
Yes. Love that. And you and I were talking about that the other night too, is that a lot of people are like, well, I need a virtual assistant and they're just going to fix everything. But to your point, well, yeah, but if you're throwing that VA into just a mess of things and those things haven't been optimized in any or systematized in any way, you're just, like you said, accelerate or multiplying chaos.
Yeah.
So that's really, really interesting. It's not just a Band-Aid, solution. It's something you go in deep and fix it from the root. That's really cool.
Exactly. Like, for the record, we're not just a VA agency where we recruit and place VAs for you.
Right.
We want to audit the way that you and your team and your business approach productivity as a whole, so we can look at the strategies that can then be streamlined and operationalized so that we can actually allow the VA to take on the mundane side of the strategy whilst you and your skilled workers or skilled team members can work on the higher leverage tasks, so everything is cohesive instead of us trying to just cross things off the box.
Yep. Totally makes sense. Totally makes sense. So one of the things I'm really, you know, focused on with the, for our listeners here with the TWC podcast is make sure that we give them actionable, you know, valuable insights that they can apply into their lives and businesses with every episode whenever possible. Is there, you know, one or two simple takeaways that we could give to our listeners that would help them in their day-to-day lives in whatever capacity, like just something, little words of wisdom that you think could help?
Sure. There's two, and I'm going to start with the first one, which is fight complexity like a plague. I've worked with a lot of clients and experienced this myself as well, as in I used to deal with a lot of shiny object syndrome, and I would like to implement 5 offers, build 6 funnels, and create 7 different marketing strategies all at the same time. Mm. But if I try to support this over complex business model with more team, more processes, more software, and more VAs and more SOPs, all I'm doing is creating a business that does not give me the profit margin and the time and autonomy that I want to have, but instead create a monster that will just cause me to have high expenses, low margins, high stress, and less peace.
Wow.
So what I want to say, so my point here is try to be resourceful within your business and look at, okay, what is a better, more effective path for me to achieve this outcome? So for example, let's say you want 10 clients per month. Okay, well, have you actually figured, do you have attribution on where are your clients currently coming from and which client source or which client acquisition source is actually draining you and your bandwidth and your energy and your expenses, whilst another one is not really requiring you taking a lot of resources from you, but it's actually producing the 80% of results versus 20% of the things that are just being maintained in business.
Got it. Yep.
So that's my first point. Complexity fails, simplicity scales.
Mm. Love that. Complexity fails, simplicity scales. Okay.
Awesome.
Good takeaway there.
Second, track everything. I know you and I were pretty systems minded, and whilst I'm not trying to promote the pitfall of dying a slow death by data, we want to create a feedback loop of everything. Because as Taylor says, one of the most dangerous places you can be in business is not knowing what is working or what is not working.
Yep.
So that's why it's such a core process for us when we're fulfilling with our clients to build a dashboard that would act as a scorecard so that the business owner can know every single day just within a minute, know exactly how far or how close they are from hitting the targets and have their VAs be the person who tracks all the numbers for them. So everything comes back down to the principle of attribution. If you can't repeat something, you don't own something. So the best way for you to make something repeatable is to know exactly what is making this thing work so they can reverse engineer it and eventually either outsource it, delegate it, or scale it up.
Love that. Love that. Awesome. Well, this has been good. Some key takeaways there, guys, for sure. Can you let them know, you know, if they want to learn more about what you do, who you are, and all those things, what's the best way to learn more about Michael Yu?
Well, I'm on most social media channels. You can search my profile on Facebook. I'm the most active there. Like, that's my core platform. So just search Michael Young, Yeung. And as long as there's something that's going to do with founder of Elite Productivity, then you'll see me. My IG handle is Real Michael Young. So it's just one word, Real Michael Young. You can find me there. I'm on LinkedIn as well. If you are not a social media person and you want to just use websites without distraction, then just go to eliteproductivity.io. And yeah, you can check out all the free stuff that I post on my blogs and all the resources that we create for our clients, because I don't want to send you down a funnel. That's not my intention. I want to actually build a relationship with you and so that you can actually know me, trust me, and know how I operate first before considering anything further. So yeah.
No, well, that's what I love about you, man, is that you are truly focused on value first and delivering on the promise that you bring to the marketplace, which is helping people, you know, accelerate their performance, their lives, their goals, and results through simplification, optimization, all these things. So big fan, guys. Definitely give them a look. Highly, highly worth doing so. And I guess last question for you. You're in Chamber, you've been coming to these events, and what would you say is the biggest impact to you being a chamber member, you know, just for somebody who's on the fence or doesn't even necessarily even know what chamber is or what it's like, what would you say from your perspective is the biggest win or takeaway or benefit that you've experienced while being in rooms like we are today?
This might be a uncommon answer, but I feel like by being a member of chamber, I'm allowed to build the business and life that I want to build. Because I've been in a lot of masterminds and implemented a lot of strategy and systems, and it feels constrictive. It's like, you must build a business this way, or you must hustle and do this works, or you must do this way. But instead, in chamber, I get models and I get customized advice and care from you and the amazing customer client success team. And I can actually tell you what I want out of my business, what kind of life I want to build out of it. And you guys can tell me how to implement which model and which system so that I can actually create the business that I want.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's one of the benefits. But otherwise, well, skiing and all these amazing people, getting ideas from everybody, and most importantly, being able to, well, get a convenient excuse every single month to get out of Hong Kong and travel to cool places like London, Colorado, and Newport.
Right. Yeah. I know. Hey, someone's got to do it, guys. Someone's got to do it. So hopefully, if you have not yet attended one of our events, you got to get there. WealthyConsultant.com/events. Check it out. We have events throughout the entire year. And many of them are destination events like this one. Well, Michael, thanks again, man. Appreciate you. And I know you bring so much value to the community. And I know you bring a ton of value to all your clients. So thank you for doing what you do. The world is better because of you, man. So good job.
Thank you.
Cool.
That means a lot.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. We'll see you on the next episode. We'll be right back.